The three members of the Kansas City band Shy Boys say the music is the fun part of songwriting. Lyrics, on the other hand, are a challenge.
We'll go 10 shows just mumbling lyrics for a new song, you know, just straight up singing nonsense, and most of the time nobody even notices until, like, it's balls of the walls time. I can't figure out how to write lyrics.
That's Colin Rausch, who's in Shy Boys with his brother Kyle and their friend Connor Irvin. Colin says it wasn't until the band got into a recording studio to work on what would become their LP that they were finally ready to turn some of Colin's mumblings into actual words.
You were mumbling like in your demos, and like we ended up using kind of the same sounds. Bully Fight, maybe?
Yeah, like, you know, something fine.
I think originally something like, you know,
until I saw your eyes.
Or, you know, some really corny line about like seeing your eyes or something like that. Really bad line.
That line eventually became Bully Fight, about a YouTube video showing a bullied kid who gets his revenge. It's the song we're hearing now. The Shy Boys sound may have that throwback quality similar to the Beach Boys or Beatles, but in their lyrics, they try to throw in something a little unexpected.
We can't just say that same old crap again. Like, there's gotta be something else.
As part of our Story of a Song series, we're going to hear how the Shy Boys used the pressure of a deadline to write their lyrics and find deeper meaning in the song Trim.
I remember, like, we were recording the song, and...
Because it was Swim, I think, at first.
It was Swim, not Trim. That's right.
It was Swim, and, like, we needed a lyrics, like, in an hour or something. I was like, what if we made it Trim? Would that be all right? That one is just literally about trimming shrubs, you know, and like when I'm working, my mind just wanders, you know, so like, and it sometimes goes into bad places. So I just like, you know, if I just focus on just like doing a good job here with the trimmer or whatever, I'll be at least in the present moment and be at peace.
I didn't know they were about trimming hedges or anything. When I read the lyrics, I had this picture of this guy looking at himself in the mirror while he's shaving. You know, sometimes you get really depressed or you get really anxious, and I know for me, when that happens, like, I feel the need to change something about myself, and like, shaving is like the one thing that I can immediately alter on my body without doing serious harm, you know? And that's the image that's actually kind of stayed in my head, and that's like the emotional resonance of that song.
There's an overarching theme, I think, on the record lyrically between all three of us that we don't hardly ever bring up. You know, the record like happened and it came out, and as far as anybody on virtual reality could tell, like everything was tight, like we were doing awesome, whatever. But like, really, like, we should have definitely been homeless. Like, it was only through the grace of like friends and like
Connor.
You know, it was just like, I don't know, like a pretty like bad time. You know, we'd already been playing music for a while and like pretty much ruined our lives for it, and this band was more like letting go, I guess, in a way. And I think Trim, like, amongst others, is pretty indicative of that like mindset.
Kyle Rausch, Colin Rausch, and Connor Irvin of Kansas City Shy Boys talking about their song Trim as part of our Story of a Song series. This piece was produced by KCUR's Suzanne Hogan. The Shy Boys' next show is December 10th at the Record Bar.